Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Dotun Chimik. In today's program, we'll explore the unique culture of Mongolian greetings and what they reveal about Mongolian customs and hospitality. But before, we'll present the daily news followed by a musical break as always, so stay with us until the end. Here is the news. Foreign Minister presents Order of Polar Star to Japanese delegation. The Minister of Foreign Affairs received a delegation from Japan's Shizuoka Prefecture on May 25th and presented the visiting mayor with the state decoration, Order of the Polar Star. During the meeting, the minister praised the mayor's contribution to strengthening friendly relations between Mongolia and Japan and to expanding cooperation between local governments, especially between Chingilte District of Ulaanbaatar and Yaizu City. Appreciation was also expressed for efforts to deepen friendship, mutual understanding, and people-to-people exchange between the two countries. The visiting mayor expressed sincere gratitude for the honor and reaffirmed his commitment to further expanding cooperation and friendly ties between Mongolia and Japan, including collaboration between local administrations. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, cooperation between Chingilte District of Ulaanbaatar City and Yaizu City, which began in 2018, has steadily expanded in areas including the economy, culture, education, and people-to-people exchange. Mongolia and United Kingdom reaffirm expanding bilateral relations. The Minister of Foreign Affairs received the Ambassador of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland to Mongolia. During the meeting, the Foreign Minister noted that relations and political dialogue between Mongolia and the United Kingdom have developed actively in recent years, with bilateral cooperation expanding in areas including trade, investment, education, culture, and environmental protection. The minister also highlighted the ambassador's dedicated efforts in strengthening ties between the two countries and presented her with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Golden Gerige Award in recognition of her contribution to expanding Mongolia-UK relations. The ambassador said she would leave Mongolia with fond memories and a sense of achievement from supporting the development of relations between the two nations during her tenure. She also expressed gratitude to the Government of Mongolia and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for their close cooperation and support throughout her mission. Mongolia and Eurasian Economic Union Trade Agreement to take effect in July. The interim trade agreement between Mongolia, the Eurasian Economic Union, and its member states will officially enter into force on July 22nd this year. to formalize the agreement, representatives of Mongolia and the Eurasian Economic Commission signed a joint statement confirming the date of its implementation. During an online meeting, the Commission also handed over diplomatic notes confirming that all member states of the Eurasian Economic Union had ratified the agreement in accordance with their domestic legislation. The two sides additionally approved a joint roadmap for implementing the agreement and expressed their commitment to closely cooperate in ensuring its effective implementation and strengthening coordination among relevant institutions. According to the Ministry of Economy and Development, the agreement is expected to create more favorable conditions for Mongolian export products to enter the Eurasian Economic Union market of more than 180 million consumers. It is also expected to help reduce trade barriers, improve the business environment, and expand cooperation in trade, investment, and industrial production. Officials noted that the agreement will further strengthen Mongolia's participation in regional economic integration while supporting the diversification of the country's export markets and export structure. Protected Areas Accelerator Program launched in Mongolia. The Mongolian Nature Legacy Foundation officially launched the Protected Areas Accelerator Program on May 22nd to strengthen the management and long-term capacity of protected area administrations across Mongolia. The program is being implemented under the Eternal Mongolia Conservation Financing Initiative in cooperation with the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change and the Nature Conservancy. Under the initiative, up to 16.5 billion Tugriks in grant funding will be awarded, along with technical assistance, consulting services, and capacity-building training. Out of 40 eligible protected area administrations, 16 were selected through an independent evaluation process. The selected administrations represent all ecological zones and categories of protected areas in Mongolia and cover around 42% of the country's protected territory. Officials say the program is designed to support the long-term and sustainable management of Mongolia's protected areas. European Investment Bank eyes major forestry investment in Mongolia. The European Investment Bank is considering providing up to 100 million euros in loans to Mongolia's forestry sector and is working with development partners to establish an overall investment package worth up to 200 million euros. The issue was discussed during a meeting between officials of the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change, representatives of the European Investment Bank, and the delegation of the European Union. During the meeting, the parties reviewed progress on the feasibility study for the Sustainable Forest Management and Bioeconomy Investment Program planned under the European Union's Global Gateway Initiative. They also discussed project implementation, coordination, and financing opportunities. Officials noted that the proposal has already been submitted for inclusion in Mongolia's 2027 development plan, with preparations continuing in cooperation with relevant organizations. The parties also discussed presenting the project roadmap and study findings during the 17th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, or COP17, which will be held in Ulaanbaatar. That's all for today's news update. Now let's have a musical break. Thank you.
зовлонг би жаргаж хар хүйтний гүргэж амин зүрхийг минь аратчээ би чамдаа бүхнээ өгөх гээд энэ биеэ хайрлахаа болсон амалсан амьдралаан авах гээд амин хайраа данч мартаж дээ Санаригар сай саяц дэнда
Ашлан ертэнцэ хүслээ бигүйцэ
Санаригар сай саяц дэнда
Хүслээ мэн сүлчин засо чивидэ
Welcome back. Every nation has its own unique way of greeting people. Mongolia is no different. But how do Mongolians greet each other and what should foreigners know to avoid awkward situations when meeting Mongolians? Today we'll explore the rich culture and traditions behind Mongolian greetings and hospitality. We hope you enjoy it and stay tuned. From traditional greetings to modern city expressions, the Mongolian language contains many different ways of greeting depending on the season, occasion, workplace, or even lifestyle. In Mongolia, greetings often depend on the relationship, age, and situation. Respect and politeness are considered very important in Mongolian culture, and even simple greetings can reflect a person's upbringing and attitude towards others. Between men, a handshake or a simple nod of the head is the most common form of greeting, while close friends may greet each other with a light shoulder hug. Usually, the person arriving offers a handshake together with a warm smile. Between women, handshakes are acceptable, though verbal greetings are more common. Greetings between men and women can vary depending on age and familiarity. Older generations are generally more relaxed, while younger people, especially teenagers, often avoid too much casual interaction in public, as it may be misunderstood as a romantic relationship. In most cases, greetings between men and women involve little or no physical contact, often limited to a smile and polite words. Among family members and friends, hugging is not very common unless they have not seen each other for a long time. Instead, Mongolians often show warmth and closeness through conversation, hospitality, and concern for one another's well-being. Traditionally, conversations begin by asking about the health of the family, livestock, or pasture conditions before moving on to other topics. These customs may seem simple, but they reflect the values of Mongolian society, where respect, modesty, and community ties continue to play an important role in everyday life. Traditional Mongolian customs of greeting and showing respect are deeply connected with hospitality, friendship, and peaceful relationships between people. In the countryside, especially, greetings are not simply short exchanges of words, but an important part of daily life and social etiquette. In the past, when a guest arrived at the family's gare on horseback, the visitor would first call out, asking the family to hold the dog before dismounting. Once someone came out to the calm dog, the guest removed the knife from his belt before stepping down from the horse. This act symbolized peaceful intentions and showed that the visitor meant no harm to the household. After tying the horse outside, the guest would enter the gare and be invited to sit by the head of the family. Greetings often reflected the season, with people asking whether the family was passing the summer, winter, spring, or autumn well. The host would then ask the guest about his journey, where he had come from, where he was going, and the purpose of his travels, while serving tea and food as a sign of respect and hospitality. Conversations traditionally focused on everyday life in the countryside, including the condition of livestock, pasture, weather, and grass growth. If the guest had traveled from far away, the family often invited the visitors to stay overnight and rest. Respect for elders also plays an important role in Mongolian customs. Younger people are expected to greet older people first. When travelers met each other on the road or in the pasture, they traditionally passed on the right side and, if time allowed, stopped to exchange greetings, snuff bottles, or tobacco pipes while having friendly conversation. During traditional activities such as felt making, fleece beating, or branding foals, people also exchanged blessings, well-wishing poems, and benedictions as a way of expressing goodwill and mutual respect. These traditions continue to reflect the importance of hospitality, community, and harmony in Mongolian culture. Dojgoch is a traditional Mongolian formal greeting that symbolizes respect, goodwill, and blessings. Mongolians greet each other while holding a traditional ceremonial scarf known as a hatak or sacred scarf during the Lunar New Year celebration. The tradition of greeting with a sacred scarf became widespread after the spread of Buddhism in Mongolia. At first, it was mainly practiced among artists, quads, and monks, but later it became a costume shared by the general public. Traditionally, the hatak is made of silk and is most commonly blue in color, symbolizing the eternal blue sky, purity, and good fortune. When performing Dojgoch, the younger person extends both arms beneath the arms of the elder as a gesture of respect and support. Warm blessings and good wishes for health, peace, and prosperity are exchanged during the greeting. There is also a traditional way of holding the sacred scarf. It is folded neatly and presented with the open side facing the other person as a sign of honor and sincerity. Mongolians commonly use the sacred scarf when greeting parents, grandparents, teachers, and respected elders. Different colors of sacred scarves carry different meanings. Blue and white are commonly used to show respect the elders and honored guests, while yellow are officially associated with Buddhism and monks. Although some modern customs have changed over time, Zhaloch and the use of the sacred scarf continue to represent the importance of respect, family ties, and cultural tradition in Mongolian society. Another important symbol of traditional Mongolian greetings is the snuff bottle. Considered one of the main ornaments of Mongolian men, the snuff bottle represents respect, friendship, and proper social etiquette. Although it was traditionally used mostly by men and only rarely by women, the custom remains an important part of Mongolian culture today. Mongolians have a long tradition of exchanging snuff bottles while greeting one another. Even in modern urban society, where many people no longer regularly use snuff, the custom is still widely practiced during Lunar New Year as a sign of respect and goodwill. When exchanging snuff bottles, the bottle is carefully held in the palm of the hand with the lid slightly loosened. The other person receives it respectfully, takes a small pinch of snuff or symbolically smells it, and then returns it. This exchange symbolizes friendship, mutual respect, and a warm welcome between people. Traditional etiquette also plays an important role in how the snuff bottle is held and presented. It is usually placed on the fingers of the right hand and offered carefully to the other person. According to Mongolian custom, the way of holding the bottle carries symbolic meaning connected to harmony, honor, and respect. Exchanging snuff bottles remains an important cultural tradition that reflects the values of hospitality, courtesy, and social connection in Mongolian society. Beyond verbal greetings, Mongolian customs also place great importance on hospitality and proper etiquette when welcoming guests. In traditional Mongolian culture, a guest is considered a special person and is always welcomed with warmth and respect. When entering a ger or traditional Mongolian dwelling, guests are expected not to step on the threshold as it's considered disrespectful. People also traditionally move in a clockwise direction inside the ger, following long-established customs connected with harmony and order. Offering milk tea, dairy products, or food to visitors is an essential part of Mongolian hospitality. Even unexpected guests are invited to sit down, share tea, and rest before continuing their journey. Refusing food or drink directly may sometimes be considered impolite, as offering hospitality is seen as a sincere expression of kindness and respect. Mongolians also pay close attention to manners when giving or receiving objects. Items are usually offered with the right hand, often supported by the left hand, to show courtesy and respect toward the other person. These traditions developed from Mongolia's nomadic way of life, where cooperation, generosity, and mutual support were important for survival on the West Steppe. Even today, these customs continue to reflect the strong values of hospitality, respect, and community in Mongolian society. Alright, that concludes today's program on Mongolian greetings and hospitality traditions. Although times have changed, many of these customs are still practiced today, connecting modern Mongolians with their rich history and nomadic heritage. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Mongolia in English. We hope you enjoyed today's program. Until next time, goodbye. That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.